Haskell. Auckland, New Zealand, on steamer Wairarapa, March 17, 1893. Dear Brother Haskell, we have just walked over from the steamer Klansman to this steamer. The weather is beautiful. I am sorry, so sorry, that again we will travel on the Sabbath. Sunday we arrive at Napier, so we shall start from Auckland at 2 o'clock p.m. We have had a most pleasant passage. None of us have been sick, for which we will praise the Lord. All, the captain, the steward, the stewardess, and the sailors have treated us with the greatest respect. We had brother and sister Starr, Emily, W.C. White, and myself as our party. An excellent young woman, a sister of Tommy Brighouse, brother and sister Samuel Hare, brother Wesley Hare, the wife of Joseph Hare, and Edwin Hare join us on the boat as we leave Auckland. I do not know as any others from Auckland are going to the camp meeting. We reached Kao February 21st, Tuesday night. We remained in Kao 3 weeks. Wednesday morning we left Brother Joseph Hare's to go 3 miles to Father Hare's, and this was our home for 3 weeks. Brother Metcalf Hare lives only a little distance from Father Hare. He had a convenient carriage which he gave for our free use whenever we desired it. They made our home as pleasant for us as they could make it. Blackberries in their natural state grew in abundance upon Brother Thomas Brighouse's father's premises, close by his door, and Emily, Willie, and Brother and Sister Starr picked all they pleased of the nice, luscious berries. Emma canned some and made blackberry jelly to take with us to Sydney, where we shall make it our home this winter, if the Lord wills. It will not be an easy matter to give an account of our labors in Kao. I spoke 11 times and put forth most earnest labor, with some satisfaction, for many not of our faith gave hearty response, as well as those who claimed to be believers. We believe good has been done. Many of these people would be much strengthened and improved in faith and a knowledge of the work which the Lord is doing, if they would go out among our people in other places and obtain a knowledge of the work at the present time. This is no time to slumber or to sleep. A world is to be warned. Brother Metcalf Hare is, I know, deeply convicted that it is his duty to attend school in Australia and fit himself for work in the cause of God. All have treated us kindly and have been attentive to our wants. But oh, they know not what it means to be a Christian. I never met with a spirit that contradicted Christ-likeness as there is in the Hare brothers. They need to learn their ABCs in Christ's school. No wonder it was recorded for our benefit that Christ in his work of saving the souls of men would not fail nor be discouraged. Remainder of letter missing.